Hey guys, how you doing today? Can I get you started with something to drink?
Is your aging loved one home alone, forgetting to take medicine or pay bills? The Caregiver Cafe with Roz Jones has a menu of resources to serve your caregiver needs. As a caregiver, Roz understands your daily challenges. This podcast focuses on the unique and dynamic issues of caregiving.
Hi, and welcome to the Caregiver Cafe. I am Roz Jones, and in today's episode, we're going to talk about the rising cost of senior care, the rising cost of senior care. As you know, taking care of a loved one, it's not like it used to be. The costs continue to go up every year. Anything from transportation, food, caregiving, clothes, medicine, medical supplies, the cost of caregiving going up. So let's go ahead and dive into this topic and talk about this. The cost of senior care today, according to a recent study, the cost of care has risen by an average of 4% over the last 4 years. This means the cost of care in 2023 is significantly higher than it was in 2028. And in fact, the cost of care has increased more than the rate of inflation. So this puts a significant burden on families because of the rising cost. So what does it impact? And as I said earlier, it impacts things so far as skilled nursing care, assisted living care, private duty care. It impacts everything. So what are some of the factors that are driving the cost of the senior care? Of course, the aging population. We are living longer. That's why the costs are going up. The average person now is living anywhere between 80 to 95, even 100 years old. And so because we are living longer, because of the better care we're taking, because we're exercising, we're eating better because of science and technology, the aging population is around just a wee bit longer. And since 2020, the aging population has doubled. So the cost of care has gone up. However, people going into the caregiving business, such as nurses, doctors, CNAs, home health care professionals such as myself, those numbers are reducing because of COVID. So that is one of the things, that's one of the second factor of the rising cost, is that the cost of health care has increased overall. And with that, because it has increased, these are the things that are being, you know, given right to the person who is paying for healthcare. So this is where a lot of times people are feeling the stress. You already have the emotional stress. Now the financial piece is another stress that you have. So, you know, the cost of living, depending on where you are, you know, it could be more expensive in New York versus than it's in Florida. So these are some of the things that you look at. And I talked about previously in another episode, what are some of the resources that you can find locally that can offset some of those costs? There are a lot of resources that you can find. You can use United Way 211. You can use Aging True Caregiver Coalition. There's a National Institute of Health, AARP. There are so many agencies and resources that you can use to be able to offset those costs. However, you have to educate yourself. It's going to take time to find the right resources for your need. It's going to take time. And so you have to get out here and network and connect to make sure that you get the right connection for the specific need for your loved one, Planning for the cost. Let's talk about that. The last thing I want to talk about, how do we plan for the aging process? It's never too late to plan, but in some cases, it may be too late to plan. As before the age of 40, hopefully before the age of 50 or 60, you have some type of nest egg set aside, because Medicare, when you initially get your services, will only allow up to somewhere between 12 to 20 hours of care. So if you need more than that, where does the money come from? Usually out of pocket, or if you have long-term care insurance, then you can use the long-term care insurance. But when you sign up for it, depending on when you do, it depends on the cost. If you sign up for it early, it could cost $1,000 a year. As you get older, in your 40s and 50s and 60s, it could run you in for a policy anywhere between $4,000 to $5,000 for a year for long-term care. So the earlier you plan, the better off you are. Let me say that again. The earlier you plan, the better off you are. And also, too, along with the long-term care options, I also talked about considering other options for care, which is adult daycare. There are programs out there, also the traditional nursing homes, assisted living facilities, independent living facilities. Even though that person may not be able to handle a large home, there are 55 plus communities where people can live. So I hope some of this was helpful. I wanted to give you some I love data. I love data. Okay. According to a Genworth study, the median monthly cost of a private room in a nursing home in the United States is $8,821, while the median monthly cost of home health care for a home health care aide, not a CNA, you know, not a sitter, but a HHA, home health aide, is $4,576. This cost can vary significantly by location and depending on how much you pay. So that is just a nugget on what it could cost. And also too, AARP has a long-term care calculator that can help families estimate the cost of long-term care. So you can put those monies aside right now to be able to help you with the long-term care. So that's all I have for you today here on the Caregiver Cafe. I am Ross Jones. I hope that you found this episode to be helpful. And join us next time for the next episode of the Caregiver Cafe. I'm Ross Jones. Thank you so much for listening.
Until your next visit to the Caregiver Cafe, connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, and her blog at thecaregivercafe.net. Caregiver Cafe podcast specializes in serving those who provide care and support to a sick or aging loved one. I'm the voice guy, but I'm one of you. So when Roz has on experts or frontline workers, I'm listening. We hope you've enjoyed the show. In the meantime, don't forget to connect with Roz on YouTube, LinkedIn, or at the blog at thecaregivercafe.net.